Today's Your Daily Prayer Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Father's Prayer for His Daughter by Brent Reinhardt. Read by Sean McAvoy. Psalm 127, 3 through 5. Behold, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. The father-daughter relationship is particularly important. According to the Institute for Family Studies, well-fathered daughters are more likely to graduate from college, get higher-paying jobs, are more self-disciplined and confident, and are less likely to become sexually active or pregnant in their early teenage years. How do we even begin to ensure our daughters are well-fathered? Well, it begins with being present physically and mentally. Beyond that, it takes being intentional. Sometimes it may mean saying things to your daughter that she doesn't want to hear, or they go against the grain of society. As our daughters grow, it means keeping it real. Do the kids still say that? As opposed to telling them what they want to hear or what their friends say, here are a few things I believe every daughter needs to hear from her father. First, loving others is more important than being loved by others. The things that are a big deal to you now won't mean so much to you later, trust me. Focus on things that will stand the test of time. Instagram likes may seem important, but they are meaningless. There's nothing more important than being the type of person who cares about others. If you are that girl, I promise that others will recognize and appreciate you for it. Second, one seemingly small decision can change your life forever. Peer pressure is built on the false premise of something not being a big deal. Kids will try to convince other kids to do something they shouldn't with phrases like, "No one will ever know," or "Everyone is doing it." You need to understand the significance of decisions you make in your youth. One act can have repercussions for decades or change the course of your life forever. It's only because of God's grace that my life has turned out the way it has. Third, intelligence, confidence, self-assurance, compassion. These are the traits that define beauty. Don't read silly magazines that claim to have all the beauty secrets. They are lying to you. There are no beauty secrets. You are already beautiful, inside and out. God gave you the ability to be a smart and confident young woman. God gives you opportunities to show compassion to others. Don't waste time on the insignificant and neglect these opportunities. Fourth, if God remains first in your life, you'll have fewer regrets when you get to be your dad's age. Don't worry about all these things that seem important in your younger years. Just focus on God. Jesus himself tells us, "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Matthew 6, 31-33. A prayer for your daughter. Father, thank you for my family. You have blessed me so much in trusting me to care for my children. Help me to be the father you have called me to be. Give me the strength to teach my daughter how to be the woman you have called her to be. Give me the courage to say the things she needs to hear, even if they are not the things she wants to hear. Give me wisdom to know what to say, and give her a tender heart to be receptive to her parents' guidance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are 4 times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults? And that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.